This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Live from the Blossom Music Center in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, it's Kenny Chesney Presents the Here and Now Tour. Wait a second. No, it's not. It's XOXO.
Gossip Kings.
Here and now, I promise to love faithfully.
Woo!
Kenny Chesney.
That's not Kenny Chesney's song. It's Luther Vandross' song. What?
I have this disease where every time someone says Kenny Chesney, it makes me think of Luther Vandross.
You got
R&B disease.
You got diagnosed that at the doctor?
Yeah. I was like, doc, I don't know. Every time I see Kenny Chesney, it's Luther Vandross. He says, you have R&B disease.
What's your favorite country song?
My favorite country song is a song I was trying to sing. Actually, it's funny because we were just talking about how sometimes the fans will help us out if we can't think of something. So there was a song one day I was trying to come up with. We were doing a bit about country songs, and I couldn't remember the name of it. But I can't remember his name, but they DM'd me and they said, Lamar, the song you were thinking of is John Mellencamp. And it goes, ain't that America, something to see. Would you call that country, though?
Ain't that John Cougar Mellencamp?
Yeah.
Would I call that country? No, I think I call that Americana.
Really?
Rock Americana of the 1980s.
That's my favorite.
Little Diddy about Jack and Diane. You know, when everything was built for tough. In America, Johnny used to work on the docks. We got jobs. This is America. We're driving our Camaros. We're going to work every day. We got our leather jackets. We're smoking cigarettes. We all live in New Jersey. I got to have an apple pie and a cigarette every night for
America.
Dinner.
God bless America.
God bless America.
Sparklers.
Heartbeat of America. Chevrolet.
Ain't that rock and roll.
Ain't that rock and roll.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
It's the good luck editing that, Rochelle.
Yeah.
We got Rochelle back. Rochelle is back from her incubation.
Yeah, her vacation in Malibu.
Her vacation in Malibu. She had to go to rehab.
Yeah.
Oh, was I not supposed to say anything, Rochelle?
Oh, man, she just said don't say that shit on the podcast.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but Rochelle was in, what's the rehab where the doctor pops up on the TV?
Oh, yeah.
Shades Malibu?
Or no, it's called Willows. No, what is it called?
Something Malibu. Waves Malibu? What is it called? You know, it ain't called Waves. Nah. Don't shake your head. Yes,
Our fans will tell us.
Yeah, our fans will tell us. It's called John Cougar Mellencamp Rehab.
Rehab. What is that shit called? I know what you're talking about. I see you see that commercial all the time. Goes, yeah. It's like Willows. Nah.
It's something Malibu. We ruined the joke, but that's okay.
That's okay.
We're not here to do jokes. We're here to talk about this episode, which some may say was a humdinger. Do you think it was a humdinger?
I think it was a humdinger. I think there was several humdingers in it. I really like this one. I think there was, it started off slow, but I'm really excited to talk about it with our special guest we have. Should I bring him on?
Wait a minute. I got to put the cowbell.
Okay.
It's a humdinger.
Oh my God.
We got to get a real cowbell in here.
That shit don't sound like no real cowbell.
Sound like
that
a real
sounds
cowbell.
Like somebody is banging on the table with spoons.
Yeah. They're playing spoons. It's the 1980s. You just got off work at the docks.
Yeah. That's America. America Ford Tough.
Listen. Well, we got a king in here today.
Yeah.
We got a guest of epic proportion.
I'm going to introduce him. Ready?
Yeah,
all right, ready?
Ahead.
Here we go. Carl said I can introduce him, and I promise you I will not fuck this up. Y'all ready? Here we go. We got a king in here today. My man, one of the coolest people on the planet. I first met him working at the Brooklyn Nine-Nine auto show where we watch cars. And he was a fantastic writer. We didn't actually meet in person because we was on Zoom the whole time. He's penned one of the fantastic classic fight movies called Fight Night.
No.
Nope. Fist fight.
Fist fight.
Damn it.
All right, go ahead. You do it, Carl.
With Ice Cube.
With Ice Cube.
And Kevin Hart.
That's my impressions of those two people.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's not in the movie.
Wait.
No, it's Charlie Day.
It's Charlie Day.
Charlie Day and Ice Cube. Ice Cube and Charlie Day. Which one was Kevin Hart in with Ice Cube?
That was Corona.
Right along.
Much more successful.
Yeah, right. Well, this man wrote the movie Fist Fight with Charlie Day and Ice Cube, where Ice Cube plays a teacher that's going to beat another teacher's ass.
Yeah.
The whole film. He is also the commissioner on Doughboys, which is our brother podcast, Our Brothers in Christ over at the Doughboys, right here on the HeadGum Network. I also worked with him on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and we did get to meet in person because COVID didn't exist when we was doing it.
Yeah.
Or at least we didn't care about it.
Or we didn't know. Or it was already here.
It was already here. It was already in Wuhan, and we didn't know.
We didn't know.
We didn't know.
We didn't know.
He got a podcast called Deli Boys.
Yes.
Do you still do it?
No.
You like sandwiches?
Deli Boys.
I love sandwiches.
We're going to talk about your sandwiches. We're going to talk about sandwiches on this podcast. Give it up. Show your love for our brother in Moses.
In Moses. Our Eshak, Meshach, and Abednego.
Brother Evan Susser.
Let's go.
Humdinger.
We got a humdinger guest.
Guys, that was great.
I'm
excited to be here.
Yes.
I've been keeping my energy low before we started recording, but now I'm ready to bring it big time.
I was getting nervous.
I can see in your eyes.
It's so quiet, though.
What's going on? This isn't going to be good.
No, I know what you mean, though, because I don't like, even when I was rambling, I feel like everything I'm saying right now is for a podcast, but I just don't know. I feel you. Oh, man, how excited. I can feel that already. I got goosebumps already.
Right,
I got the Evan Sus goose.
I got goosebumps.
Evan just touched me on my arm just now.
I needed to see the goosebumps.
Yo, don't ever fulfill a black man's goosebumps. You understand? A black man in America has goosebumps 24/7 a day.
All right. Evan Sosa, we got very important questions to start this off with.
Yes.
Question number one. Statement number one. Evan came stomping in the studio right here in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, with the Paul George Fives on his feet.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Paul George is the king of this podcast.
The original guy.
He gave me the inspiration. I watched Paul George play basketball on the court for the Los Angeles Clippers. Clipper Nation, baby, stand up. And I said, I got to do a podcast. I got to get my outlet out there. Mm. Are the shoes comfortable? Because I think they are. I got a pair.
They are comfortable. And my feet, not a lot of cool shoes.
See?
Are they comfortable?
I like those a lot.
These are great.
I like the gold trim into it. Do they all have look that same color, or they have different colors?
Oh, my! You should see mine.
Really?
They in the trunk. We'll grab them.
We'll grab them on the break.
We'll grab them on the break. We'll go get my PGs, and we'll bump PGs.
So you like Paul George, too? Are you a Clippers fan like him?
Not like Carl, but yeah, I mean, Clippers, sure. More than the Lakers.
Really? How nice. How delightful.
We love to see it. Mm-hmm. And Rochelle's a Clipper fan, too. I don't know if y'all knew that.
I'm a Clipper fan, too. I like hair Clippers. Sorry. Sorry for that. Moment.
This is a Clipper podcast. Second question.
Yeah.
First question, actually, that was a statement. What's your favorite sandwich toppings?
Whoa.
Yeah. If you're locked in a grocery store overnight.
Yeah. Okay.
You're locked in a grocery store overnight. You got every ingredient that you may need to make your perfect sandwich.
Uh huh.
From the bread to the tuna.
Right.
Whatever it's going to be.
From the booty to the fruity.
In that situation.
Yes, you're locked in the grocery store. There are no lights on.
It's a grocery store, not like a restaurant where they're like, because I'm not going to be able to make a hot pastrami sandwich.
You can. You have access to the
ovens. I have that ability.
You have access to the ovens.
I mean, I'm probably going to do some version of a Reuben.
Yeah.
If I'm in that kind of
pastrami
dream.
Reuben?
Pastrami Reuben.
With rye bread?
Yeah.
Mustard?
Yeah.
I love
or, Reuben. Well, you know, mustard or, you know, Thousand Islands.
Thousand Islands is what you go for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The cheese.
What kind of cheese?
What about corn hash?
Corn hash, I mean, that's like more the Irish kind of corned beef pastrami. You know, I come at it from the Jewish side.
Bring that microphone to your mouth.
Sorry about that.
You can sit back.
All right.
Relax.
Yeah, relax, Evan. This is a safe place right here. You know,
so that's what I'm doing for sandwiches.
So you do a pastrami. I love pastrami.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. You ever been to Langer's?
Yeah, of course.
Man, that place got good pastrami.
Yeah.
I used to live right by there over... in Echo Park, and I just can't eat it no more. It fucks my stomach up, and I can't eat it.
It's not great, but you got to power through sometimes.
No, I can't.
No. No, I was in Langers one day. You know who I saw in Langers?
Heard you say.
Jacob and Ronnie.
For real?
From the law offices of Jacob and Ronnie.
Oh, really? The book from the billboard?
Yeah, the billboard.
Were they wearing a napkin in their neck like that?
Yeah, yeah. He was eating his pastrami. That's Jacob and Ronnie right there.
That's a good case.
That's Jacob and Ronnie. Love's called Jacob and
okay,
Ronnie.
Okay, what'd you pick? What's what your ingredients?
Okay, if I'm locked in a grocery store and I got access to the oven, I'm taking some peanut butter and jelly and putting it on some white bread. No, I'm just playing.
Cheese, grits, and eggs.
No, I'm gonna go white bread. Mm-hmm. The bread will be white. Mm-hmm. I might even.
Did you grow up off white bread? Like
huh?
Did you grow up off white bread?
Yeah, I used to. We used to have this stuff called Iron Kids bread.
Really?
Iron Kids.
We didn't have white bread in my house. It was always honey wheat yeah. bread.
My whole grandma wheat. Liked wheat bread, but she knew I didn't like that shit. Yeah. So she would give me the Iron Kids bread.
I used to, it's funny as a kid, tell me if you relate to this. I feel like because we had the wheat, I always fantasized about the white.
Same. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Oh boy.
He did it too.
You got it.
So that's right. Just an inside joke between
yeah,
me and
yeah,
Carl.
Yeah. Inside that everybody's gonna know we're talking about.
Yeah, I think I got it. Yeah. All
right. Focus up.
I'm going okay. Mm-hmm. I might even do a French roll.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I'm gonna go crazy on y'all ass right now.
Yeah.
This is if I was locked in a grocery store, if I had this option, I'm going over to the seafood section,
uh-huh.
and then I'm grabbing some shrimps.
Uh-huh.
What are you laughing
at? I'm still laughing at that. All right,
sorry. I'm going over, I'm grabbing
walk
some
right
shrimp.
Into that.
I'm going into the aisle where there's flour and seasoning.
Yeah.
I'm getting some flour and some Tony Chachere seasoning sauce, some salt and pepper.
Mm.
And I'm making a dredge for these shrimp.
Ooh, and so you're going to make a po' boy.
I'm making a shrimp po' boy on a big piece of French bread. You got to butter the bread first.
Yeah.
And then once it's cooked, you toast it with the butter. Put your mayonnaise on it.
They didn't know
lettuce,
that.
Tomato, pepper, salt, shrimps, hot sauce.
Yes.
Maybe a little tartar if you're feeling nasty.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's the sandwich that I'm going
good.
For if I'm locked in the grocery store.
You put
store.
Some horseradish on that?
Nah, I don't like that spice.
Do you like, I love horseradish. I've been sleeping on horseradish.
I'm putting Louisiana hot sauce on it.
Yeah,
maybe even Tabasco if I want a little bit of extra kick.
Yeah,
but I'm horseradish. I don't like non-acidic spice.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't like wasabi.
You like the hot sauce type. Like you don't like wasabi.
I don't like horseradish, but I do like pepper. You know, like vinegary
gotcha.
Hot sauces, and it can be spicy as all hell.
Yeah,
I like a chili sauce.
Yeah,
but like you know, but I don't wasabi. I can mix the wasabi in the soy sauce, but Rochelle. You locked in at grocery store. There's a man chasing you inside of there. But you don't
locked
know
in.
Where he's at.
But he's giving you... You have to make a sandwich.
He's giving you a chance to make a sandwich. What's going on your sandwich?
A BLT.
BLT. On what type of bread?
On white bread.
Regular white bread? Mm-hmm. Like sandwich bread? Wonder Bread? Iron Kids? Slide the DMs if you remember Iron Kids.
It's funny because there's no iron in that bread, huh?
No, I probably wouldn't.
I would do one with sourdough.
Sourdough
BLT, add
from
some avocado.
Northern California, San Francisco.
Yes.
They love the sourdough.
That big ass alligator. You ever see that at Pier 51 or whatever it's called?
Oh, yeah.
That big ass alligator bread. Sign DMs if you ever seen that big ass alligator bread in Pier 51. Now, next question. We didn't get to Lamar's sandwich.
Oh, I'm pretty classic. I'm just doing ham, pepper jack cheese, salami, and turkey. Put that together, spicy mustard. What about that? You like spicy mustard?
Spicy mustard's cool.
Yeah, I put the spicy mustard and I like oil and vinegar. Drenched it all and I put it on a maybe a hoagie or something.
A hoagie roll?
Yeah. And then I'll eat that
little
shit.
Little cold cut trio for your ass.
Yeah, basically. I like cold cut trio. That's what I used to get at Subway all the time.
Not to take over. How many mustards do you guys have in your refrigerator?
oh, man.
I have three.
I got French's. I just go French's.
Just French's.
You
and
have
three.
And then I got a fancy one that I eat with my charcuterie that I make at the house.
That's great.
You be making it at the house?
I be making a charcuterie at the house.
You make charcuterie for the family?
Every now and then. Special
occasion.
Do they
appreciate it or they disrespect it like they do my man Roof?
With some disrespect.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't understand.
I don't want your silly ass charcuterie.
They don't understand what you're getting right now. Mm-hmm. Nah, I make the charcuterie and I got the fancy mustard for the charcuterie.
Yeah.
That's good.
I have three. When I said three, I have three of the same mustard, just unfinished.
Oh, okay.
But they're all Dijon mustard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the regular, I don't like yellow mustard at all. I like the fancy kind.
Shout out French's. I'm from America. I'm a patriot. And I eat French's
mustard. I like
mustard.
My mustard very liberal like France.
Yeah. I like my mustard conservative. All right.
So we get to these
last question. Hold on, we gotta ask one last question.
Yeah.
What is your relationship with the G squared? Gossip Girl.
All right, here's my relationship. It's two-parter. First, my relationship is I watched the pilot, was big on the OC, watched a little show, thought it wasn't for me. That's part one of my relationship with the show.
Gotcha.
Part two is I get invited to be on this podcast. I say, hey, you know, Carl Lamar, love this. This is great. Cool. I get the follow-up. I said, I'm in. I get a follow-up email and said, just confirm that you watched the show.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, well, what does that mean? I'm sure it's like any podcast. You can just show up. Then, this past weekend, we're all at a wedding together. I see Lamar. First thing he says is, hey, you really watched the show, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man. Yeah. Then I see Carl. Same thing. Hey, you really watch it. Like, you know, you got to know who is if you're going to do this show.
Right.
So then I got a week to go. And I'm like, man, I'm going to get ready to go. So I start, even while we're at that wedding, I'm rewatching the pilot.
Really?
I'm watching four episodes in. Then you guys have this great podcast where you're summarizing episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm bouncing back and forth. I'm listening to the podcast. I'm catching up.
Wow.
I am in. I'm ready to go. I have the jokes.
Oh, my God.
So I'm ready to jump in
here. I'm so happy to hear it. Let's go.
We did it, baby. Cowbell.
Put it on. So anticlimactic.
You've got your notes. I've got my notes.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
Oh, and they typed up.
Let's go.
Yeah, hell yeah. Because you know this is what the show's about. You don't have to have watched it, but you better start watching it now.
Yeah.
Because we are. That's what we're doing.
We're watching the show in real time. Okay. We have this section on the show that we call Spotted. Oh, you get it. Sound the cowbell. Oh my God, where's the cowbell?
Sus, he came to win. Yo, I tell you, Sus is like, I'm not finna be one of these guests that I don't know shit. These guests be in here being like, which one is Gossip Girl?
I know. We know who.
You're really not lying over here.
But I'm seeing some shit, boy. Some stuff is coming up in this show.
Yeah.
Lamar's got a big Spotted.
Okay, I just had one. I was gonna say let's do a guest spot it, but I was on a walk today with my homie Weldon, and you wouldn't believe who I saw right in my new neighborhood where I live. I won't say where it is because I don't want y'all trying to run up on me. But I'm walking down the block, and then I see my man. All right, I'm gonna say this line, and you tell me because I wanted to look his name up, but I wanted to see if y'all knew his name when I say it.
Okay
you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we're gonna do the scene. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. You want some more?
I'll go with S'more if I haven't had any yet. Is that it?
Yeah, well, you skipped his one dialogue.
S'more what? All right. From Sandlot.
Yeah, okay.
The big fat kid.
Yeah, I thought, no, he's not fat. He's looked great.
Well, maybe not now. But at the time, that's his whole
thing.
In the
movie. Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to do the scene, though.
Hold on, sorry.
You want some more?
S'more what? I don't remember it all exactly.
I don't know.
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
All right, Eric, forget about that movie. All right, remember the movie? All right, he's going to be like, it's the guy from Sandlot.
Oh, okay. What's his name? I don't know his name.
The big guy?
Y'all do it. Yeah.
You're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls. Okay.
Mr. Big Green.
I don't know his name. Rochelle will tell us his name.
Okay.
Despite being the largest person in this whole studio building, I am the youngest. So
you don't remember Sandlot?
I remember Sandlot, but I haven't watched it in.
But he was like my child, like here. He was in all the kid movies growing up.
Yeah, I was very
funny
young
when I watched.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He was like, Smalls, you're killing me, because then Smalls didn't know nothing.
Yeah, I didn't know.
What's his name?
Babe Ruth was a lady.
Patrick Renna.
Yeah, he was in the streets walking, and I was.
Is he related to Lisa Renna? I'm just kidding.
She's like, I'm not looking that shit up. Well, I thought it'd be more of a humdinger of a Spotted, but
that's a good spot.
That's pretty good to me.
That's a good spot.
I was like, that's the last person I expected to see.
I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about.
The redhead dude with the curly hair.
Yeah, and he has and the freckles.
Yeah, he had the eye black.
What's his name again?
Patrick Renna.
Shout out to Patrick Renna. If I see you in the neighborhood again, you don't say hi, I'm gonna punch you in the face. I'm just kidding. But he did have that look like, don't look at me. Don't talk to me. It's all good, though. I understand. He probably get a lot of people going up to him like, you're killing me, Smalls, or whatever his other catchphrases are. All right.
You know who's killing Chuck Bass?
Who?
The death of his father.
Yes.
It's killing him. He is going ham. Don't nobody know where he's at. This episode is entitled In the Realm of basses. What is the reference, Rochelle?
It is based off a movie called In the Realm of Senses, originally named I Know Corrida.
Oh.
Wow, cool.
Sick.
Man, they really go in on these titles.
That's an obscure one.
I know. Yeah, yeah, I've never heard of that.
Good on them.
This was a great episode. I loved it.
It was a good episode. It was a good episode, but we're not here to rate the episode yet. We got to talk through it with our brother.
What are we
going to
do,
Moses.
Rochelle? What are we going to do? Show them.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
We finally got through. We'll get to that sign. We love it. We'll get to that part. This is the first episode back from winter break. You can tell because it's like all new plot lines and shit.
Yeah.
Dan looking at Serena's Buenos Aires pictures on MySpace.
I thought you were going to say on Bumble.
on MySpace. You're on MySpace.
Yeah.
And Jenny's going back to school. Now, here's my bone to pick with this.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm knowing correctly, MySpace was kind of dead at this point. Yeah. Facebook was in.
I feel like Facebook was popping right then.
Because
right?
This is 2009.
Yeah.
This is later. This is 2009. This is the second season, and it's the second half of the second season. So this shit might low-key even be 2010.
I mean, look, you know, they could have just been making fun of Facebook. Maybe they were
making fun of Dan because he's poor. He still has to have even though both of them were free, he still has to have a MySpace.
They would have been like, he has MySpace. He's not ready for Facebook yet.
Everybody was getting fished on MySpace at this point.
Catfish?
When I graduated high school, we all had gotten Facebook. That was the first when they first allowed high school kids to get on Facebook.
Yeah.
Then we had to use our real names, which is crazy for us because on MySpace, you know, you had your fucking
screen
name type shit. You know what I mean? And everybody's accounts started selling Ray-Ban sunglasses. Remember that?
Right. Yeah. I don't remember this.
You remember that, Rochelle? You remember everybody? You would click on a message from your friend, and he was like, hey, bro, open this. And you open it, and it says, Ray-Bans, $179.
That's wild stuff.
Did you have MySpace?
I did. Well, you know, I was working at MySpace.
Damn.
Around this time.
He created MySpace. That's the dude.
I'm Tom.
You're
Tom?
Yeah. And it was, you're right, it was... it was the bad days where everybody was getting on Facebook. They were firing people left and right. I'm hanging on there.
So you didn't want to leave? When people be coming to you like, hey, you gonna go to Facebook?
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
I mean, I was just there as like an assistant, just like a day job kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where was it at?
Here.
Yeah?
Beverly Hills. I would drive to MySpace building and then go take a UCB show at night.
Tom got a bag out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the offices were awesome.
Did you ever meet Tom?
Never met Tom. I did meet Rupert Murdoch, though, because he had bought MySpace.
He bought it from Tom?
Yeah.
For a couple billion, right?
Yeah, for a lot of money. And then I was working there, and I was checking Facebook.
Right.
Rupert Murdoch comes by with, like, a bunch of people. I'm like, shit!
He's like, get rid of him.
Yeah.
Get rid of him.
Get rid of that.
Who is this kid?
Who is the Jew? Get rid of him.
So you really met, like, a Chuck Bass type.
Yeah.
Bart Bass type.
That's crazy. He was at MySpace. Now, do you remember... When you were there, were there any conversations going around about how everybody's accounts were now selling Ray-Ban sunglasses?
There was discussion about how it's just like everything's falling apart.
Yeah.
It was
just
a disaster left and right. And it was, this is a problem. Anyway, I was working with the legal department.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just all sorts of issues that it's just everything's bad happening.
And I remember you did go into Tom's office and you were like, excuse me, Tom. And he was like,
he
just always in the industry.
Right?
He's
hold on,
don't come in yet.
Yeah.
Who is it? All right, so Eric and Jenny walking and talking about Chuck.
Also, shout out to the Grizzly Bears intro on the Grizzly Bears song on the intro. I like that song.
Man, I don't be knowing none of these songs unless I know them.
Yeah. That's how I feel, but this one I did know.
Yeah.
Grizzly Bear. Y'all like Grizzly Bear? You like Grizzly Bear, Rochelle? You know Grizzly Bear.
Like in 2012.
Oh, my God. Are you throwing shade on me?
2012. I was a grown-ass man in 2012.
That was a good-ass year for music. Look at y'all.
They talking about Chuck. They don't know where Chuck is. He ain't home yet.
Yeah.
They cut to Chuck. Chuck is in an opium den.
I know. Yeah. That was so crazy.
It was crazy.
That was opium, right? He was straight up smoking opium. Yeah. I was like,
And they didn't show it. Did you see how they didn't show it?
Yeah.
But they showed him hold it, and then they just went to him going,
And
it was like, what the? Like, Chuck, okay, I get it. You rich. But you can drown your sorrows in a regular drug.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was like, Have you ever done opium?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I just did it before it came over.
Especially back in 1906 San Francisco.
Yeah, before MySpace came out. But yeah, that was so funny. I was dying. I was like, what are you doing, Chuck? He's really fucked up, man.
Yeah.
I understand, like, man, he really only had his dad.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
But people do care about Chuck.
Yeah.
And they will see that. But we can't talk about it now. We'll get to that. We love this. We love this. Now, Big Ruth comes in the door. He sees Dan. Dan slams his computer down just like Evan did when he was checking Facebook. And Ruth Murdoch walked by. And he's like, I want to walk you to school. It's your first day, your last semester. Mm-hmm. Let me just walk you to school for nostalgia's sake. Right. I get that. That makes sense. Yeah, you know, it's cool. I mean?
Yeah. And, especially in New York, it's a nice scenery.
Yeah, it's like, walk my son to school. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm just getting home. Really convenient flight that Rufus had, getting him back to the house at that time. So Blair get a letter from the Colony Club, which is a bunch of ladies. They want to join. She's like, oh, this is more mature than my high school shit. I'm going to join this. Like, it's like one of them women's groups, you know, like the suffragettes.
Yeah.
You don't really know what it is. It's just called the Colony Club.
Were you one of the suffragettes?
Boom. And you're trying to figure it out.
Boom. Boom.
Now, I guess we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
When we find out what it is.
We'll for sure get to that. But, so she gets that. She's telling Dorota. She wasn't this rude to Dorota in the first season.
I think all her issues, she's taking it out on Dorota. I will say, this was Blair. I'm starting to come back on my girl now. I like her in this episode.
This episode, yes. This episode was a Team Blair episode for sure. We did notice that, but, you know, I don't know. I'm still not fully, you know.
Yeah.
You who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
And Blair
I've always been Team Blair, but Blair's been kind of whack season two.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, I'm back, baby. Queen B, let's go.
This episode was definitely a Blair, like, it was a good Blair episode. So she gets a check. She gets a text from Uncle Jack Bass, who found Chuck. I'm on my way. I found him. So she runs out. Dorota follows her to go find him. But we're going to get there. Nelly Yuki runs up on Jenny and was like, hey, Jenny, so glad you're back at school.
Right.
And Slim Charles runs over her like, you got to get your prescription checked. I don't think you see who that is.
Yeah.
That's Jenny Humphreys.
Yeah.
We don't fuck with Jenny Humphreys.
Yeah, you know the rules. You know what I'm saying? That's East Side. We over here, we West Side.
Yeah.
It's West Side. Because, you know, Slim Charles, I don't understand. Why won't she take the crown?
She won't take the crown.
Clearly a leader here. Yeah.
Like, number two.
That shot was so tight. Do you see how they pulled up on her? I love that shot where Jenny's like, because, you know, Eric is like, you nervous about the crazy girls? And then she's like, man, I ain't tripping over these girls. And then she's like, yeah, I'm kind of tripping over these girls. And then if they pull up, it was like zoomed up, and it was Sim Charles, Apartment 4B, and Black Queen.
Yeah.
They were just looking fly as hell. Just like,
Yeah, to be in Apartment 23.
Nelly Yuki, she's whack. She whack.
Nelly Yuki is whack. We gonna get to why Nelly Yuki whack.
Yeah.
But they treat her like dog shit. They like, Nelly Yuki, get over here. Like, it was crazy how they would treat Nelly Yuki. I was mad about that for a little while.
Mm.
So Jack Bass pulls up with Chuck.
Yeah, what do you think of Jack Bass, Carl?
He looked kind of like Bart. That was good casting.
Yeah, he did kind of like, he kind of had a Bart.
It was good casting.
Yeah.
Do you know him? Like, do y'all
personally?
Recognize him? No, I mean, he looked familiar.
Yeah, he does look familiar, but
I can't think of what I made to see him, man.
Huh? Do you know him, Rochelle? No, I'm just playing.
Rochelle, hey, what do y'all know him?
Yeah, Rochelle's like slowly turning in that chair so it doesn't fart anymore while she's trying to Google. He is good casting. He seems like something about him that I don't like.
Oh, I don't like him.
Yeah,
right from the
go. Something about him.
I don't
that's
like.
Weird.
Well, I don't like anyone in that family.
No.
In the Bass family.
Yeah.
No.
Not even. I guess it's only those three.
Yeah. he just seems too lackadaisical with Chuck. He's like, hey, what's going on? Like, oh, I love my nephew. Like, man, you've been in Australia for all these years. You don't love this kid. Something he's got. And Chuck get out the car. Chuck is chucked up. Blair sees him.
He looked chucked up.
He was chucked
up. He was so fucked up, too. And, you know, God, man, I feel so bad for him, I guess.
He's still off that opium. He had to fly 15 hours.
He's opiumed out. He's OPM.
He's down with OTM.
And Dorota is with Blair at that moment.
Dorota
right?
is
and
with
she
Blair.
She looks like she's like seen a ghost when she sees Chuck.
She
going nuts. It blows her little maid thing off.
Yeah. Yeah, why did she look so shocked? Like, she's like, whoa! Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I feel like they didn't know how to direct her at that moment. Yeah.
At least like, they should have like gave him a beard or something.
Yeah.
He looked the same to me. His hair was just a little bit longer.
Yeah. Yeah, he just like looked like he just needed a nap.
Yeah, he needs a nap. He was already kind of sleepy.
You ever take an opium nap? That's when you take opium to go to sleep.
Sorry. Yeah, again, I did not do
opium.
Here.
I repeat, I do not do opium.
That's what you sleep take on a plane. Ugh. I cannot. I hate to fly. I got to smoke some opium before I get on this flight.
Oh, my God.
So Blair sees Chuck, and they walk right by. And then she look at DeRoda and go, why are you following me? Go get set up for my party tonight. It's like, man, Blair, you're going to stop treating DeRoda like this. Yes, Miss Blair. Yes, Miss Blair. Yeah,
she does treat her like shit.
So Ruth walks Dan to school. And after he drops him off, he's like, oh, I'm at school. Dan disrespected his dad. Best dad on the show.
Yeah.
He gets a call from an adoption agency.
Wow.
Boom. Hum-dinger. Hum-dinger. Hum-dinger for your
Where's
ass.
Where's that cowbell?
Now, here's what I thought. I thought that she had gotten an abortion. That's why she was in the hospital in France. Turns out she didn't. Yeah. She had the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And gave the baby up. So now we know. And Rufus is mad. He's pissed. He's been trying to find his kid.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know. He's pissed that she didn't tell him. He's like real mad. I get it.
Mm-hmm. This is a man after you've seen him.
Yeah.
The whole episode.
The whole series is mad. I mean, no, he was pretty mad at Jenny at certain points.
Yeah.
But oh, like, yeah.
I kind of get it. But I'm also like, eh.
Like you think.
Got to understand that, you know.
It's hard to understand, like, I don't know, the way he bit that green apple, like, he is furious.
He's not doing any cooking this episode.
Yeah, no,
he's eating an apple angry.
Drinking coffee. He saw him drinking the coffee. Yeah. He ate that apple. He's like, shouldn't you be getting to school? You should be getting to school right now.
Yeah.
And he bit that apple and one tooth was stuck in the apple. Just blood coming out of his mouth.
This is fake fruit. him and Dan are beefing hard.
They beefing
hard. I don't know whose side I'm on. Also, did we talk about Dan and Serena yet?
Oh, no, we're going to get there. We're going to get to that.
Okay. Because we need to talk about that. Yeah, I got lots of opinions.
We going to get to that. We'll get to that.
Right. That shit is hilarious.
Okay. Dan, when he walks into school after leaving Big Roof, he sees Serena in the window. She broke up with Aaron on the trip. Mm-hmm. Why did she do that? Because her parents ain't getting back together. She was like, my mom told me that her and Rufus ain't gonna never be together, so we can be together now. Mm. Like, y'all could have been together before, it still wouldn't have been parenting.
Yeah, it doesn't work, that tension. Yeah, they can just be together.
I know.
It's like, either an issue that your parents have been in love and out of love.
Yeah.
That's either a problem or it's not a problem.
I agree, Evan, 100%. Because it's like, you guys clearly are attracted to each other still. You want to fuck right now.
Yeah.
I can see it in your face. You're just like, you know, it's like, this is not incest. Is the incest is the issue?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's what they're trying to act like.
But it's not incest.
So you ever do that?
No, never.
That's a crazy question.
Hey, look.
I only have a brother.
Also, incest isn't limited to his brother and sister, by the way.
So Dan, they see each other. They start kissing. They back together now. Mm-hmm. She broke up with Aaron, which I'm happy for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Aaron sucked.
He's gone, bro.
He was terrible.
I'm not even, this ain't no spoiler, but I'm just happy to celebrate. We could do a cowbell for this. Aaron is gone. No more Aaron. We ain't never going to see him again.
Here's my other issue with Aaron. Aaron is supposed to be Wallace Shawn's son.
Yeah.
Who, you know, we didn't get to talk about this because I wasn't on earlier. Where are all the Jews in the show?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in New York City.
Right, right.
Schwartz creator?
Yeah, where are you
what's
at?
What's going on?
Yeah. Little representation.
But then we get Wallace Shawn on. But his son, Aaron, is supposed to be Jewish. I don't buy it.
You don't believe that he's Jewish?
No.
Interesting.
He is a weird, kind of quiet, weird man. I didn't buy it. I was happy for him.
Yeah, he doesn't have that energy.
Yeah.
Wait, so...
Dan has the most Jewish energy.
Are they Jewish?
No, they're not. But it kind of like feels like he has like that Seth Cohen
kind
of thing. That's
probably what's happening. Yeah. Like, he's probably... The Schwartz is... All his energy went into Dan.
Yeah.
And he probably didn't... He ran out of his...
Yeah.
Ran out when he got to Aaron.
Right.
Yeah. I went to school with a lot of Jewish people like Aaron.
Like Aaron?
I went to school with a whole myriad of Jewish people.
Mm.
I grew up on the west side of Los Angeles. That's where they be at.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Jewish homies.
Shout out to
the homies. Sorry, I derailed. So Aaron's gone.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the Jewish homies.
We're going to get to the Jewish homies.
Can we talk about
this? I don't
know.
Richelle, we make a new one that says, we'll get to the Jewish homies. I'm just playing. So They start kissing. I don't like this. I don't like them. I don't like her being with Aaron, but I also don't like her being with Dan.
I ain't gonna front though, real quick. Okay. Like I said, mm-hmm. they do not need to be together, right, Rochelle? Serena, Dan, I'm out. I don't want to see it. But I'll say, when that motherfucker kissed her, that shit was sexy.
It was steamy. Right?
When he walked in, he was like, because she was like, well, how you feeling? And then he was like, come here, girl. In the middle of school, too. I was like, you got to think in mind, because, you know, you got to think about Dan, where he come from. This is why I like this show, because it's like, you watch it. This dude went from being the punk. Like, he mm-hmm. was like, no one, no girls, nothing, to being like, man, come here, girl. You know what I'm saying? Not intimidated by her at all. It was so cool, man. So cool, man. It was so cool to see him kiss her like that.
I'm still in on Dan and Serena. Yeah. You like them? I'm rooting for it.
Get this dude off my fucking show.
We're going to get him out of here. We're going to get him out of here. Man, let me, wait, Rook, why do you think they should be together?
I just, you know, it's like the classic thing. He's the outsider. She's like the, she's Mrs. Ryan Reynolds, you know. She's like the queen. It's like, she's hot.
No, Blair's the queen. You don't know nothing.
Slim Charles is the queen.
Yeah, Slim Charles. I'd rather Dan be with Slim Charles. Now, that'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. That would drive each other insane.
I know. That'd be like a real, like, love. Like, they would just have sex with each other.
Yeah. Nate wasn't in this episode at all.
Yeah, where he at?
Oh, because he moved at the end of last season.
He did.
He moved to the Hamptons, right?
So yeah, he's and out. His boy, he needs to be there for his boy right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chuck is really alone.
So Blair tells Serena, they're walking up, mm-hmm. and Dan is like, I'll see you later. And she's like, I told Chuck I love him. This shit's crazy.
Yeah.
She's going insane about this because he won't say it back to her, which I think he should. Now, that's a couple that I do believe in.
Yeah.
I believe in Blair and Chuck because they're both awful. Lily pulls up on Rufus. Mm-hmm. Lily pulls up on Rufus. Rufus hot. He got his hot look on. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why I oughta? And he's pissed. He's not fucking
with Lily right now.
He's like, what was it? Was it a boy or a girl?
I don't even know. I have to say child. Where's the child? The child. I can't find him. And then, he needs the info.
Yeah,
he needs the info to find the child. So he just literally was going around like looking for this kid.
Yeah, do y'all have any kids here? And they're like, yes, it's adoption agency.
Yeah. He must look like an idiot just walking these adoption agencies. Like, I got no information. I just need to know if there's a baby that looks like me. Yeah.
Look at me. These my baby pictures.
Yeah.
She feels really bad. And he's kind of going off. I didn't like the way he was treating her in this moment.
Yeah. It's her decisions. I just feel like he's being too hard on Lily because, like you said, Lily was a kid when this happened. So.
And they had broken up.
Yeah.
That was when they first, like, her mom was Granny Cece with the ass.
Yeah.
That's when she first cut that shit off.
Yeah. So, you know, there was nothing, you know, and Lily's probably just lost in the sauce, didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I get that.
And that's probably why she went to friends. They kind of didn't explain that enough, but
yeah.
But she can't tell him what the kid is.
I feel like Rufus
know.
Just feels betrayed more so.
Yeah, he's just angry. He's taking it on everyone.
Yeah.
She's taking it out on the apple.
Yeah. He bit another apple
and his other tooth fell out. So now he got no teeth.
Apples all over New York City. Hey, and the great apple.
With a bunch of teeth.
He took a bite out of the big apple.
Take a bite out of the apple pie. New Jersey, built for tough America. We're not back yet. We'll be right back after these messages.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
And we're back. We're back. We're back. We are back. So where we last left off, Lily had told Rufus that she don't know where the kid is because she gave up her rights to try to find
exactly.
the kid.
Exactly.
Which happens in adoption. But we go over to Pinkberry, where the kids are not. Her other kid is there, Eric.
Was that Pinkberry?
That was Pinkberry.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Shout out to Pinkberry. I remember Pinkberry.
Pinkberry was a movement. Yeah. Pinkberry was a real moment.
And
then
Yogurtland. And being on television was a big part of it, too. Sex and the City, Gossip Girl.
And then Yogurtland came in and was like a sucker.
Yogurtland was like Raymond Washington when he started the Cribs. I don't know. It was like, no, we doing it. We on the east side.
Anyway. Yeah. So they there. Slim Charles and the girls. Slim Charles and being Apartment 23 and Black Queen treating Nelly Yuki like shit. Mm-hmm. Spilling shit on the shoe. Making a girl wipe the shit off her shoe.
That was crazy.
Like, that was nuts. Yeah. And so like.
Slim Charles was wilding for that. I was like. No, Nelly Yuki, don't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah, don't watch the show.
Jesus, watch it. I love that, Eric. I love this in TV shows, even though, like, showrunners hate this shit, or maybe the showrunners I work for. But, like, I love when there's a character just along the ride for a story, but it really ain't got nothing to do. Like, Eric was just literally, like, just an observer. He's like, what are you going to do about that?
What are you going to do about that, Jay? With his oversized clothes. I'm like, man, if they don't get this boy some clothes that fit.
Especially as an actor, like, that's such an easy role. Like, he probably had an easy week. He was just like, I just get to sit here and comment.
And he always got the right thing to say. He's a smart kid.
Yeah.
Good
kid. Good head on his shoulders.
Good head on his shoulders. Good head on his kid's shoulders.
Good knees on his toes.
Good knees on his toes. Good head on his shoulders. Good knees on his toes. So, Jenny stands up for her. She's like, I can't take this no more.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all gonna stop treating Nelly Yuki like that. You can be nice to Nelly Yuki.
Right.
And they're like, do you know what you're getting yourself into? She's like, I don't even care. Yeah. I don't care.
You ain't gonna treat my girl like
treat
this.
The girl. So she snatched her up out of there. And she's like, thank you so much. She's like, get out of here.
Mm.
So Chuck at the school. He's smoking on the hashish.
Yeah, he's just an addict now.
You see this shit?
That's all.
He went to school. He's like, I didn't want to miss the first day of school.
Yeah.
But I decided to smoke some hash.
He's so weird.
He's weird.
I mean, that's such a weird way to rebel. it's just like, everybody, but that's how you know it was back in the day. Everybody's like, is that what? Is that what I think it is?
Yeah. It's hash. It gives me a smoother high.
Smoking in school was crazy. Did you ever smoke? I guess you didn't smoke in high school. Did you smoke weed?
In high school, no.
I used to smoke weed. But one thing, all my weed homies, we smoked a lot. My grade smoked a lot of weed. We were like the big weed grade. And we never smoked at school, though, because you would get your ass in trouble.
Yeah, I had a friend who got arrested at school.
Yeah, arrest your ass.
That's jail shit.
Yeah, they'll fucking like smell your fingers and shit.
I remember this kid who had come to our school for a while. He was actually trying out for the basketball team a little bit, too, in summer school. He used to walk around with a shoebox every day.
Mm.
And in the shoebox, he was selling weed.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, that shit's obvious as hell. When he showed this to us, why you guys got that shoebox? You got some new kicks? He was like, something like that. Yeah. And there was a bunch of like dime bags and shit. I'm like, bro, why not put that in something that you can't like easily drop and it spill everywhere?
Yeah, like if he trips and falls, it's going to be marijuana everywhere all through the hallway, especially in those kind of slippery hallways.
Shoebox.
Also, now that I think about it.
You could just steal that shit, too.
Yeah. That's crazy. We were like 15. Mm-hmm. That's nuts. Man.
Yeah.
People grow up fast in this world.
I know.
Lil' J, she's just 15.
Lil' J, 15. She's not ready.
She's not ready for high school either.
Not ready for high school
I'll tell you
what,
though, man. Fucking Chuck. What were we talking about? Sorry.
Oh, he gets caught by the head mistress. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bass.
Yeah, she looked kind of good today, too.
I knew you was going to say that.
I'm going to stop sexualizing these old ladies.
Mr. Bass, bring that ass to my office.
Bring that ass. A quick trivia. Did you notice? So and now that I'm watching so much, I watched the credits now, who the writers. And one of the writers' last name is Queller. I think they named her Miss Queller after one of the writers.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. She could be a supervisor, producer, or something.
Miss Queller, Headmistress Queller comes out there and is like, Mr. Bass, bring that ass to my office now. So Big Roof pulls up on Dan, and Dan and Serena in the house, and they look like they just got to
I like that joke. Like, we busted.
Yeah, he's like, busted, Dad. See, you know, I'm out here. I'm out here getting it in. Pop, you know what I'm saying? Tommy, well,
you know
what I'm saying?
You know, I had to swing it around. Yeah. Like you used to do back in the day when you was on tour, like
every time you walk away, I watch that ass. You know what I'm saying, Pops? You taught me well, Pops.
Yeah, this your boy right here. You see, your inheritance getting it in with the baddest chick in New York City. Look at this. Look how fine she is. Look at this girl.
She always on page six, Pops, and I'm popping that Pops. I'm hitting that shit, Daddy.
And Rufus is like, man, get out of my house. Get this devil out of here. What if she was like, get the white devil out of my house?
Rufus was so mad that she gave his kid up for adoption that he joined the 5% nation.
Yeah. He just joins it. He's like, I got some new friends. What if like it came back to the scene and it's just Dr. Umar and a bunch of 5%ers, and he's like, this is who I roll with now. Yeah. Everything betrayed me.
Yeah, get this devil out of my house.
They're gonna help me find my son. Yeah. Every time you see him, he got like three like black Muslims with him, with the security guard.
Suit of Islam. So she's like, I think it's time for Serena to be leaving.
Yeah.
And he's like, Dan's like, what? Hold on, you can't just, it's like, what you mean? I can't just, this is my house.
Yeah.
Like, this is my home. You see that shit? Yeah. Both of his kids be pissing me off with that, like, when I tell you something, do it. When I tell you to do something, you do it.
Don't fucking question my shit. Yeah. That's the shit that I just can't relate to. Even though in that moment I was feeling, I understood why Dan was like, because he's like, you're already keeping shit from me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fuck. What's going on? Like,
well, it's also like, the rules have changed. Yeah. What's going on? You used to be cool with this kind of thing. What's going on?
Yeah, we used to hook up all the time. You was right there watching us.
you used to watch from outside my door. You know, that little hole in the water. You used to watch.
Rufus is like, nah, it ain't fun no more.
It ain't fun. No more. Evan, what was your relationship like when you were in high school with your parents? Would you ever talk to your parents like how Rufus?
No, never. And I have a daughter, and I'm watching this show, and I'm like, if this girl ever talks to me the way Lil J talks to Rufus, it's over.
Listen, all you gotta do is not let her go to private school.
No way. Mm-hmm.
Don't let her go to private school.
Don't let her drop out to become a designer.
That's the same behavior. It's like, but you know, it's funny. I feel like the irony of Rufus is like, he caused this whole problem by taking him to that school.
Yeah.
He should have just kept him in the private. He wanted to give him a better life.
Yeah.
But he should have kept him with the shitty life. That's how you make your kids
strong. That's how you make your kids, shitty life.
Again, their shitty life, which is also pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
The nice Brooklyn night life.
Yeah. Now, Rochelle here, she's 15, and she goes to a school in Thailand. Mm-hmm. Thailand, right? Yeah. I'm not tripping. It is Thailand.
Yeah.
And they at prom, they weren't allowed to dance. They just had to sit around and eat.
For real?
Yeah.
You had to sit around and what?
And eat.
And just, what did you eat, pizza?
I don't even remember what it was. It was some fancy food.
Thai food, though? Was it?
So it was just like a nice dinner, then.
It was like a nice dinner.
I like that. That sounds actually better.
Than dancing?
Well, nothing's better than dancing, Carl.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, play that track. Okay.
Ain't
that America? I don't know. But let me ask you this. This is my last question about your prom. Did it make it less pressure to get asked out, or was that even part of it? Like, were you guys, was it still a whole culture of like, who are you going to ask? Who are you going to ask to go with you?
There was still that culture.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's actually the same kind of pressure, though. But I guess when you're at art school, we're kind of thinking, who am I going to be dancing with? And that slow dance comes. It's going to be wild. Anyway, let's back to the podcast.
Who am I going to be sitting next to when that salad course comes?
I know, who do I want to eat salad with? You want to eat salad with me?
When that hot curry comes. Thinking of what I get from Jitlada.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Jitlada.
Shout out to Jitlada. Very good restaurant here in Los Angeles. Very good Thai restaurant here in Los Angeles. You ever ate there?
Yes.
You like it?
I like it, but it's too spicy for me.
Really?
Yeah, no, that's how I know.
You lived in Thailand.
I know.
Do you like spicy food?
I do, but for a Thai person, I'm not very good with it.
Damn, daddy. DMZ? Zaddy want a hot dog?
What? Okay, what character are we on?
Right, so they had Mr. Squirrel's office.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Bass has brought that ass.
Yeah, and then Jack Pops.
Jack Bass has brought that ass.
Yeah.
He comes because Blair is in there representing him. It's like, his stepmom is fucked up. His dad is dead. Like, I'm in here to represent him. Like, and then that's Uncle Jack walk in. How does he know? Who calls him?
I don't know.
Because Blair don't fuck with him.
Yeah, someone called her. Yeah, you're right. How did he know to go in?
How did he know?
He kind of came in the way, I don't know if this is going to get this reference, but it's a reference to my spotted earlier, because he came in like Gordon of Bombay did in Mighty Ducks. Just walked up in the thing at the last minute. I feel like that was a reference to that. Anyway.
Is that who played him? Yeah. So he walk in and they're like, she's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, I don't care about my nephew. But he doesn't seem to care about him. He's like, he thinks he's cool. Like, he's like, oh, you smoking hash? Oh. Like nephew, like uncle.
You're
like,
having fun. And then Chuck is like, when did you get here?
Yeah, he didn't even know he was there.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Don't you remember I took you here from Tyler?
He's like, Uncle Jack, good to see you. Yeah. He's like, happy to see him.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, you remember we traveled here for 15?
Hey, how you been, man? Wait, I love that he was like, you weren't at the funeral, though.
Yeah.
Why he wasn't at the funeral?
Because he didn't get back in time. But he went to go find his nephew. That was cool.
Yeah.
So Dan and Rufus mad at each other. It's an awkward-ass breakfast. This one he bite into the apple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah.
And Jenny's like, wait, Dan's back with Serena? How come I didn't know?
Yeah.
He's like, nah, he ain't back. It's a bad mistake.
Yeah.
Like he thinks it's a bad mistake. He's like, fucking with them women. And didn't he say this in the beginning of the series? Like, don't fuck with them.
Yeah, like he knew because he had, like, we didn't know that he had already dated Lily.
Yeah.
But he was like, when Dan was like, I'm going to try to get with this girl, he was like, sure about that?
Yeah.
He ain't, you know, he didn't want to spoil his son's thing, but he knew, you know, that Lily family is trifling.
Yeah.
They got problems. They got secrets.
Huge problems. So Jenny going to Blair to try to get them off Nelly Yuki's neck.
Yeah. Yo, get off her neck. Get your hand out of my Nelly Yuki.
Yeah. But Blair don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Blair's like it hurt. She's got the
this
club.
My favorite. This is when I got back on Blair team. I was like, when I saw her back in Queen Bee status, I'm like, that's the Blair I remember.
Yeah.
She was sitting there like, look, I ain't got time for this. I'm trying to find my ex-boyfriend.
That's high school shit.
Yeah.
I got the Colony Club, probably.
Yeah.
What you got in your notes? What you got in your notes, Evan? Evan wrote notes.
Oh, are we at the club yet or no?
We ain't at the club yet. Oh, you got, he about to hit us with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you say that. Talk about that scene.
We're going to get
to that. We're going to get to that for sure. So. Blair goes to Serena. Mm-hmm. She's real worried about Chuck.
Yeah.
Like, she's like almost in tears, worried about him. And this is when I got on her side. I was like, she actually really does care about this dude.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. That's cool.
That's cool, yeah. And Serena, you know, like, he really don't have nobody.
Oh, you really care about him. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go do my shit. And if you still got your shit going on, then I'll come and help you.
That was so
wild. I care about you. Bye.
Yeah, but anyway, it's like, oh, well, you know, let's see how it plays out.
Let's see how it plays out. And if he doesn't come home, I got your back. But for right now, I can't be wild with your bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Go to hell.
Yeah.
And
this is your brother right here. Yeah. Your stepbrother, at least.
Yeah. So Slim Charles and the gang, they back in Pinkberry.
Yeah.
And Eric, Jay, and Nelly Yuki table.
They took on the corners.
Now, hold on. This is in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's Pinkberry. It's a restaurant anyone can go to. How do they have a table? It seems like people are just going to be coming in.
Yeah.
Nah. This is the Pinkberry in Upper East Side Pinkberry.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? You make reservations to go there. They probably had a table for six.
Got it.
And so they had it all locked in. I like how they had them all. This shit was literally like Slip Charles. It felt like the scene from The Wire. she's like, what the fuck y'all doing here? It's our corner now.
Yeah.
Lil Jay's basically Marlo. And
he's like, y'all better sit down because everybody's coming. And all the high school kids.
Yeah, they're resident.
They all going straight to the tables. Like,
you don't go ice cream first.
You got to go to the fucking, you got to get your cup of tart.
That's hilarious. Because, you know, basically they had to make that point and all sit down. But then after they had to be like, you trying to go?
I have to go
get that ice cream now.
Do you want to order for me?
Yeah. What kind of toppings you want?
What's your Rochelle? What is your Pinkberry or your Yogurtland order? Like, what you putting? What flavor you getting? Because that was the thing. That's what fucked Pinkberry up.
Yeah,
they only had two flavors.
That's right.
They had two flavors, and you could pick three toppings.
Yeah.
Yogurtland comes in 20 flavors, all the toppings
you want. Walk out of here with a fucking big ass piece of shit ass. What was your Yogurtland order?
I always go for the tart.
Okay.
Yeah, but
you better stop.
Uh. I thought she hit her head on the desk. She's like, God. Yeah, you like Tart Daddy?
Yeah.
They had the Tart Daddy surprise. They should make an ice cream after you.
Yeah. Frozen yogurt after me. So you go with original tart?
Original tart, all the berries, and then coconut.
That's it?
And then the mochi.
Kept it healthy.
I like Captain Crunch. That's my shit. Captain Crunch and sprinkles. What you
going with?
Mochi, also a little fruit cookie dough.
Interesting. So here was mine.
Oh, yeah, strawberries good.
I do that the same every time. Original tart. Tart Daddy.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. I was like, give me the Tart Daddy special.
Exactly.
Like,
I don't know what that is.
Huh?
What is tart?
It's just like.
Not as sweet.
Not as, yeah, it's a little bit like. It's not, it doesn't taste like ice cream. Because they had the one that tastes like ice cream, but there's the one that's like, you know, you get a little bit of a.
Yeah.
A tart kick.
Gotcha.
And then I'm going with white chips. White, like yogurt chips or white chocolate chips.
Yeah.
A couple gummy bears, because they had the good gummy bears. They had the Albanese gummy bears in there. The joke is it's soft.
Yeah.
And I get kiwi and blueberry. Those are the fruits
yeah,
that
they
I
are soft.
And fruity pebbles.
You ain't lying about that. I always wanted to try, you know, I never liked fruity pebbles as a cereal, so I never put it on my ice cream, but I think as an adult, I could probably fuck with that.
Fruity pebbles is my favorite breakfast cereal.
Really? But it's so messy in the milk.
Yeah, like that shit is tasty. That's disgusting. That shit is good.
I have to talk to my psychiatrist.
Yeah, right now?
In a little bit.
You got 4:45?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get through this.
Okay.
We'll get to your psychiatrist appointment. Well, I'll jump on the phone with your psychiatrist and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Oh, yeah. Oh. Slim Charles calls her dad. She's like, Jenny, you're gonna pay for this, Jenny Humphreys.
Daddy.
And she calls her dad and says, Daddy, there's a girl at school bullying me. Call Miss Queller.
Daddy.
And Miss Queller was like, Chuck Bass, bring that ass.
Daddy, somebody bullying me.
Zim Zaddy, somebody bullying me. I want to hot dog.
They never paid that off.
No, they didn't. Yeah. I just realized.
They kind of did at the end. We'll get to that. So Blair finds Chuck at the club, draped in the girls. He bought the club back, and he's playing her. She's like, man, just tell me you love me. That's all she cares about.
I know. Like, come on, you left me hanging.
You left me hanging.
Because I feel like she kind of knows she loves him, or he loves her, but she understands why he didn't say it then, because his dad just died. It was kind of bad timing on Blair's part.
Yeah.
But like, look, I've been waiting for you. Come on, give me that love back. What's happening?
Yeah. Like,
and
then
he's hooking it up out there.
Yeah, he back at the club.
What they call it, Victrola? What you know about Victrola? You ever been in one of those?
No.
Yeah, I've never been
in one.
Wait, like that's the name of the Victrola. That's the name of the burlesque, the burlesque house.
Oh, shit. Victrola. Yeah. That's tight. Serena and Dan pull up to the loft. Go through roof dog shit.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to get caught. Boy, I thought Roof was going to come in there swinging.
Yeah.
He's just punching
like, acoustic like the guitar.
Smash the acoustic guitar. And he got the neck of the guitar. Like, come here, so I'm about to stab your ass.
With the strings, he put the strings on the eyeballs. Man, Roof, I understand, though, because they're so confused. Like,
they have
no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Why might dad become an asshole?
I know. Yeah, like, something's clearly wrong with him.
Yeah.
What do you think, though? He don't really got to tell them, though, right?
No, but he's being so weird about it.
Yeah.
He could just be, like, in a calm way, being like, hey, something's going on with me.
Right.
Doesn't bother you, just really like, come on, get out of here.
He's so mad at everybody.
He's like, get this
woman
home.
Out of my house. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's time for Serena to go home. And then she was like, bye, Mr. Humphrey. And she said, bye, Mr. Humphrey. And he went.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the nod. He nodded at her. Ma'am. That shit was crazy.
Take your ass out of here.
Take your ass out of my goddamn house. You know I don't like this shit. But anyway, he finds the list of orphanages.
Yeah.
And he calls one of them. And they're like, Boston Orphanage for Orphan Kids.
Right. Yeah.
And he doesn't say nothing there. Hello.
State
Hello?
Your orphan.
Do you want to adopt a child? Hello.
Yeah.
And then he hangs up. So now he knows some shit is going on.
Yeah. But he still kind of doesn't know, huh? He didn't really put it together
too well. Now,
maybe thinks his dad is adopting.
Yeah, maybe he wants a kid. He don't know who to pick, and that's why he's so upset.
Yeah.
There's too many choices. Like Pinkberry.
It's your time to shine.
Yeah.
Blair gets home. Oh, no, not yet. Not your time to shine yet. Stay dull. Blair gets home after Chuck and Dorota's like, Miss Blair, the colony ladies are coming right now. Get your shit together. And she's like, give me 10 minutes. And she goes upstairs and she cries. This was the moment that I was like, all right, Blair, I get it. Like, I feel you.
Yeah. She's in love. And also, Layton was just killing it. Shout out to Layton.
It was a good episode.
She's like, that's how you know she's a good actor, because like, that character is so unlikable, but it's like, damn, sorry, girl. Sorry you're going through that.
Yeah.
But the colony women are coming. You know, a lot of, like, slave master energy there, the colony women.
Yeah, they coming.
A lot of slave energy there.
We got a couple more scenes in here. I'm going to breeze through these so we can get to Evan. Nelly Yuki got the dirt on Slim Charles. Ears perk up, Jenny ears perk up, which is funny because she was like, no, I can't tell you that. She'll kill me. And Jenny was like, maybe. We'll see.
I love that James just didn't give a fuck. She still got the humdinger shit in her.
Yeah.
But she's like, ooh, I got that. Oh, okay. She's I'm like, going to fuck Slim Charles up. Fuck
you,
Slim Charles.
You might die. But what's going on, though?
Yeah.
That shit was tight. Blair let the, she lets the ladies over. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Dan confronts Rufus about the secrets. He don't say nothing.
Yeah. He's like, I want to tell you, but it's not my
secret to tell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then Blair gets the colony ladies in the... No, the house.
Yeah, they walking in.
Yeah, she giving up on Chuck.
Because Serena came first, it was like, this was a good scene. Because she was like, Serena was like, what, are you okay with, you know, are you just going to give up on Chuck? And she's like, yeah, fuck him. And I think I was with Blair right there because I'm like, yeah, look out for yourself. Like, stop, you know, you showed him, you tried. But Serena, that's why Serena's stupid, because she don't pay attention.
No.
She don't know what's going on. She's like, see, and then it's going to make her feel bad. Like, so you're just going to give up on Chuck? I guess it was good advice. It ended up being good advice at the end, but whatever. Fuck Serena. Damn it. My thoughts are all combobulated.
Dan goes to the club. He goes to the Big Triola.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll exchange this for you if you bury that story on my dad. And Dan's like, all right, man, I wasn't going to tell the story anyway. Yeah. Like, it's fine. And then he tells him. Your parents had a baby. You weren't the first
husband. Yeah, I love
you
the way he
did it. You weren't the firstborn.
Yeah, that was so funny.
If you were planning on getting the estate, Chuck is a fool.
He was roasting his ass. The Brooklyn love goes to somebody else.
Yeah.
You were going to get that royalties from his songs.
That shit was crazy. But that was like, Chuck kind of did a good thing, I guess. Or like, it wasn't, like, it was like,
it was just lateral, like,
because
it was like, on one hand, I respect that he didn't want to, because that's the real thing, is like, it's Lily's secret. Like, he probably was like, I want to keep the secret for her, but he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Dan should know this, too.
Dan should know. So now Dan knows. Now he looks over his shoulder, and Serena's up there looking like,
Dan didn't know how to feel either. He had that, like, gulp. He's like, I don't know how to feel about
tell
this.
Her?
I have a little brother? I have a brother?
Yeah, he didn't know. It would be a big brother, actually.
That's so weird. Yeah. So what would that make him and Serena? Just half brothers, sisters?
They wouldn't be siblings at all. It would still be nothing. They would just share a sibling.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that's it.
That's interesting. Have you ever seen that?
Now.
All right.
The ladies are at Blair House.
Yeah. What do you got to say
about
that?
It's not so good. Too big of a build-up.
Put your notes out.
For as big of a build-up, I was expecting it to be like, damn, these ladies are cool. It's like they're like four ladies like in their like mid-40s.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem appealing. It doesn't seem good. I thought it was going to be like, oh, this is what classic life is like.
Yeah,
and it seems like a good thing. And then you just see them and they're just like being boring.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, you don't associate with that Chuck Bass character, do you?
They were whackety-whack.
Yeah.
They were like, which I totally agree. It was like, I thought it was going to be like this cool, high society, socialite thing.
Yeah. It's like a weird book club.
Yeah. And they were like,
these women were annoying as hell, too.
I did not like them.
And they was like just gossiping and shit.
Yeah. They just sit there and gossip.
Gossip girl.
Yeah,
she doesn't wear much on page 6. I see that Serena Vanderwood's on page 6.
Yeah.
And at first, Blair was like getting her back, like, "Oh, we not friends like that no more.
Yeah.
We just kind of whatever."
Yeah,
you know. And then she was like, "Nah, man, you roasted all my people."
I was like, shout out to Dorota, because Dorota gave her this look, like, Blair, integrity.
Yeah.
If you don't stop letting them talk shit about your people.
Yeah, that shit was tight.
Yeah.
That was another good moment for Blair.
Yeah.
This is a Blair episode.
Yeah.
Shout out to Blair.
Yeah, she shut down the colony ladies. I don't trust them ladies. I'm pretty sure they own slaves.
We gotta give Blair the cowbell for this episode.
Yeah. Blair.
The ceremonial cowbell.
It's been a long time coming. She's been whacked this whole season.
Yeah,
she's been. But, you know, it's funny. I wonder if that was part of the arc. That's probably good writing there.
Yeah.
That's probably, they're putting me on an emotional journey.
So Chuck in the club, he's fucked up, and Eric.
I want to get Chuck in this club.
I want to get Chuck in this club. In this club.
In this club. Yeah. Come on.
And Eric walks up. Eric looked like a shirt way too big on his body.
Yeah.
Like, man, if you don't get that fucking TJ Maxx ass shirt.
Controller. How do you get in there?
I know. So it, I mean, it's a high school party. Chuck is throwing our first day of school party.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lit. Damn, that must have been lit.
That shit is fun. It's dope to have a party on first day back.
Yeah,
that
shit's
gotta be sick.
Yeah.
Did you go to homecoming and prom, though?
Mm-hmm. I went to a small, like, school, so it wasn't such a big deal. But then I went to big public schools, homecoming and prom, too. That was cool.
Yeah, they be lit.
Yeah.
Homecoming's lit.
Homecoming was fun. Prom was super fun.
We should do that more often. We should do homecomings. Like,
let's do a Headgum homecoming. Headgum. Yeah.
So my question is, do you think Chuck is really like, fuck, I feel bad for Eric. He wants his brother back.
But
Do you feel like he really just doesn't care anymore? Or he's just giving him a hard time?
He's like, it was nice being your little brother. I think they'll come back around. I think Chuck will come back around. I think he'll figure it out, especially after what happens. Mm-hmm. Lil J confronts the girls for the Nelly Yuki shit. That was like, but then Nelly Yuki turned around.
I know, with the white ass glasses.
I did not see that coming.
I didn't see that shit either.
She's like, I thought you were trying to be Queen B.
Yeah.
Because
she really thought Jenny had a chance. Yeah. And I thought that was going to make Jenny be like, man, did I have a chance? Like, should I do that shit? Because basically, Slim Charles gave it up. Was like, all right, so what are we going to do about this
dance? That's why she's Slim Charles, because she can't be number one. She's like, damn, you did a good, like, that's so crazy. That's literally what Slim Charles would do. Literally.
Yeah.
Like, literally be like, damn, Jenny, you really have me. Can I work for you now?
Yeah.
Basically, like, all right, I work for you. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Penelope, this is you that's in charge. You can do this.
Charles. Charles in charge.
She's like, I'm number two.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be number two. Never number one.
Never number one.
But then Eric had his line. He's like, but you changed.
Yeah. You don't want to. She's like, nothing has changed except you. Except you, Jenny.
And then Eric's like, do you want to go get hot chocolate? Yeah. And she's like,
Yeah. You. Can we get the you who I'm blowing the bubbles? Yeah.
So Ruth tells, Lily comes, pulls up, and Rufus tells, like, Dan either knows or he about to know.
Yeah.
Like, something is happening.
Yeah, Lily's freaking out. She's like, man, they're going to hate. Like, because, you know, her kids are going to find out soon.
Yeah. And Rufus does a nice thing. He's like, Lily, I don't hate you. And the kids aren't going to hate you either. Yeah. It's going to take some time.
Yeah.
Rufus is back at this point. Rufus
is
back.
That's real Rufus that I know. Because I didn't recognize him this episode. Yeah.
Rufus don't have the heart to hate somebody.
Yeah, especially Lily. He loves Lily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel bad for her. Like, man. Yeah. She probably dealing with it in her way still.
Yeah.
So, back at the club, Dan's about to tell Serena.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just as he's
this
about
close,
to do it.
So close.
Rufus calls him.
Yeah.
Boom. He got to take this call.
Yeah.
What do you know? You know?
What do you know, Jack? What do you say, Jack? You know?
Do you know what I know? Do you know what I know?
You know about the baby? You know about the child?
Yeah.
You know about that child?
He was like, yeah, I was just about to tell Serena right now.
Yeah.
Nah, don't tell Serena. Oh, come on, Dad, I can't hold. This is too big of a secret.
Come on, man. You know I'm a snitch.
Yeah.
You know I can't hold my water. You know, loose lips.
That boy can't hold water. He can't say. He has to tell. He's like, Dad, you know me. You birthed me. You know I got to tell.
Yeah.
You know I'm a snitch by blood.
You got big 6'9" energy.
Yeah. So, but he finally's like, it's not your secret to tell.
Yeah.
Don't tell.
Yeah.
It was a good moment.
It was a good moment.
You know, that's what he just kind of should have said from the beginning.
Yeah.
He had that calm energy.
Yeah, that Roof energy.
Yeah. He was back.
He's like, look, I respect your relationship.
Roof is back.
Yeah.
What I would have done if I were writing the scene.
Yes.
I would have said, I'm going away for a little bit, but when I get back, I want to do some cooking for everybody. Then you would have known he's back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is when he...
Yeah, he's like, I got to go on this little trip.
Yeah.
But when I get back, it's going to be some hot sauce, some hot chamomile. I don't know.
Some hot dogs. Zam Zeddy with a hot dog.
We're going
to have some hot dogs. For sure, over there, fighting.
I felt bad. I was thinking of like the writer's assistant who's like trying to get pictures in, and he's like, "Hey, maybe Rufus could be cooking." And like, "No, not this episode.
Not this episode. Rufus is switched up this episode."
Like, there's that one writer who's always like, "You forgot to have Rufus cooking in the scene." He's like, "Well, it's too late. We're going to production. So send it off."
One time they don't want to hear it, though.
Yeah, that's when he announced. He's like, "Me and Lily about to go away."
Yeah,
yeah.
About to dip out.
Did he tell that he say he's going to find the kid?
I think Dan knows that, right?
Yeah, well, because I know that. That's what.
Yeah. So that must have been in the pod.
He told someone.
So he said that,
He said that to somebody. I don't know who he said it to. He said it to Dan, I think.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, Blair and Uncle Jack are at the party, and Uncle Jack's like, Blair, what's good? And she's like, I can't stand you. Now, I got a theory about this, but
How old do you think Uncle Jack is?
He's got to be in his 30s at least. Bart Bass was an old ass man.
Yeah.
Uncle. Also, all these rich people. Do you think it was who knows weird? How many marriages?
Yeah. Did we talk about the scene where he jumps? He's about on a cliff yet?
We're about to talk about it right now.
Okay.
So he, like, Eric had told him, like, he said he was going to go upstairs for a second. He's like, oh, maybe just upstairs.
Yeah.
Drinking or something. Like, no, Chuck got a thing for roofs.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you don't know him like I know him. You don't know him like I know him.
He likes roofs. Let's get up on the roof. So he's up there. Chuck is walking on the edge of glory. He's up there drunk as hell.
He's like, bop. And then, New York.
And then he's drinking a whiskey bottle, and he drops the whiskey bottle over the edge. He's like, whoa. And then Uncle Jack scares him. Chuck! He goes, he almost slips off. I'm like, bro, ain't no way your drunk ass got that good a balance. Chuck should be dead right now.
I love Blair, though. She's like, don't be scared of you, bitch ass. I feel like she called him a bitch ass.
Yeah. Did you think there was any chance that he would fall? I didn't.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
No, they ain't going to kill Chuck. Not this. No. Not like this. Yeah. Not after they just killed my man Bass.
We got to get to this picture. This spoiler alert ass picture.
Yeah. I didn't feel like, you can't kill this son. Have you ever seen a show where they killed the father and the son in the same season? That would be devastating.
That'd be nuts. I still don't think he's dead.
I don't know. I mean, well, yeah, of course he's dead.
Oh, okay.
But I love that Blair just called. Like, I like that dynamic. Like, what the fuck you doing?
Yeah. Why would you scare somebody on the edge of
his
building?
He's on his suicidal death.
So he said he think nobody cares about him, but they all do. And Blair's like, I got your back. I'm here for you. Everything. And he lets Blair take him down on the edge.
Good moment. He didn't say I love you though.
He didn't say I love you, but his balance was crazy walking on the edge.
Oh, you know, it
was
weird.
He almost slipped. He slipped and went down.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, come on, man.
Especially with them shoes on, them Stacey Adams.
Yeah, no way he could walk a mile in these Stacey Adams.
I had a question for y'all. So remember that scene where he was looking at the burlesque dancers? They were dancing. It was all blurry and stuff in that shot. What was going on? Was he on drugs? Were they trying to say he's fucked up on drugs? Or was he, like, just looking
grieving and drunk?
Just like, I don't know.
I got to go up
to
the
roof. It was just his point of view, like, this is how fucked up he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what that was. So Dan tells, oh, no. Oh, I skipped that scene. We already talked about that. He agrees not to tell.
Don't tell him.
So anyway.
Serena, but they're being kind of cool. Like, even though I don't trust it, but the way Serena and Dan are acting right now is cool.
Yeah.
I like seeing it, but I'm just, get out of here.
I don't trust it.
There's no way that's going to work.
No way.
I can't imagine.
So Uncle Jack, taking Chuck away.
Yeah.
Says, and then Blair says something crazy.
Yeah.
I don't trust you. And he was like, Blair, I care about my nephew. Also, do you got a choice to trust me or not?
Wow.
And then he's like, he can't find out what happened on New Year's.
That was a humdinger. That was a humdinger of all dingers.
Here's what I don't.
Cowbell.
Weak ass cowbell. Wait, should I turn my volume up? Oh, no, my
we need a real cowbell.
Yeah. And
it's like a keyboard cowbell when you have the keyboard. Yeah. It's like DJ, cowbell. Yeah. It just goes cowbell.
This shit is crazy to me because first thing I thought was, did this grown-ass man hook up with this child on New Year's?
Well, that's definitely what I thought. Is there something else? Could it be? What else could it be?
She hooked up with, and this brought it all back down to earth after we was feeling so good about Miss Blair this whole episode.
Yeah.
Her ass hooked up with grown ass Uncle Jack.
Which is crazy because I'm thinking, when could that have happened?
When could it have happened? Yeah. We didn't see it happen. And maybe like that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I need to know how old Uncle Jack is in this shit.
Yeah, because that's like a real.
That's a problem.
I don't know.
Well, no, she's had her 18th birthday.
If it was recently, I feel like it's the way they talking like it happened before.
There was an episode where her 18th birthday, right?
Now she's 18. Yeah, okay.
It was New Year's, so it would have been after that.
Yeah.
So she's grown.
I want to know what happened.
Yeah, I want to know what happened.
It might not be a sex thing. Like, I can't remember. It could be anything.
Yeah.
It could have been like they did opium together. I don't know.
Or.
What?
Did Uncle Jack kill Chuck Bass? Yeah.
Oh, Bart shit.
Bass? Oh, shit. Or did Blair kill Bart Bass?
Or did they brand it together or something?
Yeah.
I really don't know.
But no, it's New Year's Eve. So that would have been New Year's Eve was after. Yeah.
An interesting theory. I generally can't remember, so I'm with you. I can't crazy. Spoil it.
Do not spoil this shit in the DMs. Yeah. I swear to God, if you spoil this shit in the DMs, I'm going to block your ass. You are blocked. If
you're going to get Miss Heller blocked. Miss Queller blocked.
We do not know. I genuinely don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm watching this in real time. If you're watching this show in real time with us, congratulations. We are all in the same thing. I still got this on from last night. I was at the club. But
what? What club was that?
It was at
Club Sparkle.
Club Sparkle. I was at the Club Sparkle. But yeah.
I don't know what, but that was such good writing. Such great writing. Because I was like, it's like right when you like.
You're just on board with her.
Yeah, it's like, damn. Cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded. It's a cold game out here. It's a cold game. You know this saying? Episode, certified humdinger.
Yeah.
Certified humdinger. And
it sounds kind of like Chimes more so.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. The let me see.
Do like a trumpet. Like, ba-ba-ba-ba. Humdinger. You know what we need? Like Rochelle, you should just record yourself saying humdinger.
And humdinger.
We'll play, and then we'll play that over and over again.
Humdinger.
That's fine.
This is other shit. I don't know what that is. Funk. Some Memphis shit, sounds like. Anyway.
Okay.
That was the end of this episode. that sound is not going to show up on the mic, I bet you. But neither here nor there. My brother, Evan Susser, you've listened to the show.
Yeah.
You know how our rating system works.
So it's XOXO, that counts as
one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Between 1 and 5, 0 and 5, right? You can give it 0 XOXOs if you want to. But give us your final thoughts.
All right. Of all the episodes, this one's a little down as far as what's going on.
Yeah.
So it's not, I couldn't get just completely into all the humdingers.
I know what you mean.
Because there's some sad, some real stuff going on, but still some good humdingers, especially at the end.
Mm.
And I don't know if I like the direction for Rooftop, but it was interesting. I love Rufus.
Yeah.
And seeing,
so
you know.
You family. Yeah. So you're a big Roof fan?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So I think I'll go XOXO, XOXO, XOXO.
So what's that, three XOs?
Three XOs.
So the three XOs.
Okay, ready?
So XOXO, XOXO, XOXO. Okay.
That's good, a three. I hear you.
Yeah, I get you.
Because it's a lot of emotional stuff going on, but I love that stuff. That's like pouring to me.
Sure.
I like seeing people cry.
Yeah.
Sorry. okay, I get it, shit. I gotta give it 5. I'm sorry, I know I keep giving 5s out lately, but
do you?
Shit was fucking good, man. So 5 XOs.
So that's XOXO.
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 XOXO. Which gets called a humdinger.
What is that sound? What is that supposed to be?
It just says cowbells.
What are you on?
I'm on YouTube.
Google real ass cowbell sounds, not no bullshit, and see what comes up. Watch it. A video came. It was like, here's that real ass cowbell sound you're looking for, not that whack shit.
It's an XOXO.
Just to explain why. Oh my god, it's a headgun podcast. we should make that the news intro thing.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Rochelle? What's your XOs?
What you giving it?
I'm with Evan, maybe 3.5, because I've just been really sad since Bass Daddy died.
Oh, really? You miss him?
I miss him.
God rest his soul.
Because you was feeling Bass Daddy.
Yeah.
Everybody got a crush on Bass Daddy.
Yeah, man. Bass Daddy is whack. Whack.
No.
What's that show? What does he say? What's your name? My name's Bass Daddy. Sounds whack.
Sounds whack.
Sounds whack, from? Daddy.
Where you from? New York. Sounds
so that's
whack.
3XO? 3.5?
3.5.
3.5. So that's XOXO.
XOXO.
Let's go.
I'm going to give this episode 3.865 because I did not think it was a humdinger. It started off slow to me.
What?
It got good in the end, though. Some big humdingers. I didn't like the color Rufus was painted in this episode, but then he switched it up at the end.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. I'm just being real. Let's just be honest.
Let's just be real.
Like what's her name told us to do? Not Doja Cat. What was her name?
Mary J. Blige.
No. Let's just be honest.
Let's just be real. What's her name? Humdinger Rap?
I forgot what it's called.
Dej Loaf. Yeah.
3.87. 3.865. 3.865.
Okay. I like that girl. That's XOXO. Let's just be honest. No, somebody turn them off. Oh, you look like my cousin when you did that. Hey, so, okay, so I'm a Lone Ranger in this, huh?
Yeah.
Giving out perfect scores over here?
Giving out perfect scores.
You know I like that emotional shit.
You're great on the curve.
If you want to, if you tug on my heartstrings, you got me. That's how, you know, ladies, all you got to do is tug on my heartstrings. All right. What?
Don't touch my heartstrings, ladies.
Yeah.
I'm emotionally unavailable.
I'm emotionally available. I'm too emotionally available. That's how girls, when they're out there, they'd be like, he's emotionally unavailable today. I mean, he's too emotionally available. All right. You know what time it is? Tell me what time it is.
It's time for the news.
No, man. Hey, okay. Bah, 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 bah. It's live on the news at Gossip Kings Radio. We have our man Evan Susser here. What the way it works is, you know how it works. I'm going to explain this. So we're going to get right into it. Big day of news today. All right, check it out. So potato rolls are being boycotted right now because these are hamburger and hot dog buns made from potato, and they sell them in the South, and they've been endorsed by the right wing media. And so I want to know who would cook with these, who would eat, have a barbecue with these rolls on the show?
I mean, the Colony Club.
Yeah,
for sure.
We would like some of the potato honey bun rolls. Yeah, the Colony Club is trash. I'm going to start a whole another podcast about the Colony Club because I have a real theory about them. Okay. All right. So Suge Knight, right?
No.
Suge Knight is testifying that Dr. Dre tried to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, who would try to kill who would try to kill Suge Knight on this show? Who would have the gall to do that? I was surprised to hear that.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Kind of feel like Suge Knight's lying though.
I think Blair would try to kill Suge Knight.
Yeah? Yeah. I feel like she would put a hit on him.
She would put a hit on Suge Knight for sure.
I think Jack Bass would do it. I think the Bass family, they ain't afraid of the Suge Knight family. I feel like the Bass family would check, or maybe they would pay him off. Maybe they wouldn't take him out.
Yeah.
They would try to pay him off first, then, like, if they don't. Okay. What about, that wraps it up.
That wraps it up?
All right, no, I got one more. Okay, so tonight they're doing I don't know about tonight, but whenever you listen to this podcast, they're doing hearings on a January 6th stuff. So I want to know, who do we want to see testify from our show at this hearing tonight?
Oh. I thought you said who would have been there on January 6th.
Well, you know, because they weren't there.
Who do we want to see testify?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Testify against or in favor of?
Either one. Either way. Just whose story do you want to hear?
I want to hear Rufus's story.
Yeah.
How he was mad that Dan went to this.
Yeah.
How he was mad that both his kids went to this.
I feel like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dan seemed like, even though he's probably a good guy, he seemed like he could get turned real quick to the Proud Boys.
Or Jenny could also become a Proud Boy. Jenny could become a Proud Boy.
Yeah,
she's
like, I'm a fucking Proud Boy now.
Yeah. You don't tell me what to do, Dan. You don't tell me what to do. I'm a Proud Boy, Dan.
Do they have women in the Proud Boys?
Yeah, they got Proud Girls.
For real?
Yeah.
Why you saying it like that? Yeah. Get this sound effects away from this man. Alright, also I want to see Lily testify. I feel like she would have something good to say about our country.
Lily would say, I for one would never go to something like this.
Yeah. I mean, was there food? Was there planning?
I
planned plenty of riots, and I have never seen a riot get this messy like this.
It was bad.
With the grandma.
I think Roof Dog. Oh yeah, Grandma would have been there.
Yeah.
Grandma would have been like, "Get him! Get my pants!"
I've changed my mind.
Yeah, you're like, I voted for Biden, but I still think the election was a fraud. And also, I think Big Roof Dog. Not only do I think he would have been there, but I think he would have been fighting them. I think he would have been working with police. I think he would have volunteered to try to save everybody.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Big Roof would have been one of the police trying to hold them back.
Yeah, trying to stop them.
Nancy Pelosi, come with me.
Yeah, come on, I got you. Follow me. Yeah.
Put this gas mask on.
They were running down like this. They had nowhere to go.
He's like, come with me. I'll cook everyone some food.
Yeah. I got a big pot of bolognese over here. And he's like, they're all in the room. They're all like locked down in the barricade. Mm-hmm. And he's like, ooh, I could put these Cheetos together and make a nice little snack for you guys. Yeah. And they're like, man, thanks, Roof. He's like, nah, for my country, I'll I'll do anything. Shout out to the January 6th hearing. Very excited about it. I hope the truth comes out, even though a lot of it is already out. So no. If you don't know.
It's out. People don't care.
It's true.
So that's the news for today. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Let's get a cowbell for the news. God damn it.
Did you?
These intros.
Oh, stop. That's what it is.
Oh, there it is.
That's a real problem for sound effects.
No.
The commercial intros. Yeah, they have to fix that. They have to do something.
Because I pay for YouTube. Hold on. Let me just make one thing clear for all the listeners. I pay for YouTube Premium. Yeah. Okay? So I don't have commercials. I don't have ads on my videos.
Right.
Doesn't happen. That's one flex I have in my life. That and all the jewelry I buy. But also, I pay for YouTube Premium. This is premium. My shit don't even say YouTube. It's just called Premium.
You know what's a good flex? The dry cleaners.
Yeah, dry cleaners is a good flex.
That's a good way to
take your drawers to the dry cleaner.
Yeah, take everything. I don't wash clothes no more. I take it all to the dry cleaner.
And they fluff and fold.
There's no better feeling. You go pick up your underwear and it's in that big plastic bag and it's just taking up all the space and it's just a little ass underwear in there.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, it's steam clean though, ain't it?
Yeah. I wouldn't let nobody touch my underwear. That's my intimates. Anyway, that wraps up this episode of XOXO Gossip Kids. Give it up for our guest today, Evan Susser.
Yeah. Come on. You want to plug anything, Sus?
Evan, tell us what you got going on, baby.
Just Gossip Girl and Gossip Kings. Keep listening. Keep watching, guys. Yeah. I'm on the journey now. I'm going to keep watching.
You can keep watching for real? We'll bring you back if you do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to keep on watching.
Keep watching. Watch Fist Fight. You can get it on Amazon.
Yeah, great movie. Great. Probably one of the best Ice-T performances I've ever seen, to be honest.
It was better than Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. And more influential.
And the fights were better.
Thank you so much for being here. Please make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. I don't know if they have rating review systems, but do it anyway. Just tell everybody about it.
And share it. A lot of the fans are sharing it, and you guys are the good fans. Share it around. Share it to your friends, your moms, your dads, your sisters.
Let's get 1,000 followers on our page, okay? Let's beef it up and get 1,000 followers on our Instagram page. And keep them DMs coming. And to all the ladies sending nudes, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. That's it, XOXO Gossip Kings, brought to you by Athletic Greens. We got another ad to do today, too. And that's for us to know. Anyway, we'll see you next time. XOXO Gossip Kings _ podcast on Instagram. Follow. Send us your user spotters. We'll get back to the user spotters when we get to them. Thank you for keep sending them. They're not going unread, I think. Lamar's reading them. I read them
all the time. I have all the spotters memorized in my head.
So and we will get to them.
But if I see a spotter, I got
to
talk about it.
You got to talk about it. We got our own spot. That's what we started with. That was the original plan, is that we were going to have spotters every week. And then we realized we don't be seeing nobody.
Yeah.
But so y'all helped us out, and y'all continue to help us out. We love you. Be well.
Be safe.
Eat good. Smoke good. Drink good.
Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Live your truth. Live your life.
Yeah. Live your truth. Live your life. Be you. Do what you do. Drink Coke Zero. That's my outro. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.